Good evening.
Oh,
that was loud. yes, as Chris said, this is the first time I've spoken. I'm surprised you can't see my heart beating at the moment. It's absolutely pounding. But I'm going to do my best. I'm not here to judge. I'm speaking from my experience. I'm speaking from my heart, I suppose. And I'm not here to say that anybody else is feeling the same that I am. But I just want to start with a story. So they're always in America, aren't they? But this one is a family in America, and it's about a little boy called Dustin Gilmore, who was a 15-month-old. And it was a while ago, in 1978, he came down with flu-like symptoms. And the Gilmores took Dustin to their church. The pastor prayed for him. And their church believed that faith alone healed any disease. And to go anywhere else for help, like going to a doctor, just showed a lack of faith in God. Over the next few weeks, they prayed faithfully as the little boy's temperature climbed. They prayed when they noticed that he no longer responded to sounds, and they prayed harder when he finally went blind. On the morning of May the 15th, 1978, the Gilmores went into their son's room and found him dead. Again, they prayed, for their church also believed that the power of prayer can raise the dead. But Dustin Gilmore was not resurrected, and an autopsy revealed that the infant had died from a form of meningitis that could have easily been treated with proper antibiotics. Quite a hard-hitting story. It's a few different questions that I suppose can sort of crop up from a story like that. So how can you explain what happened? I mean, obviously he's had meningitis, but was it that their faith was foolish, and that if they'd taken him to a doctor and they'd used modern medicine, they wouldn't, you know, he would have been healed? Is it that the parents didn't have enough faith? Did they not pray correctly? Did they not pray in the right way? Would he have been healed if they'd believed in God more? But is any of this correct? Does God still heal today, when we all see stories from the New Testament and the Old Testament of God healing? And if he does heal, why is there still so much sickness and death around today? To start, I want to have a just quick look at whether it's okay to actually ask God for healing, whether it's something that we should be doing. Because we're taught in the Bible that God is in control and we live by his plan for our lives. And it says in Job 12, verse 10, "For the life of every living thing is in his hand, and the breath of every human being. So should we just sit back and accept that sickness is part of his plan? It's the way things go. He's in control." No. It is okay to ask for healing. He does want us to ask for healing. And he is giving the gift of healing as one of his spiritual gifts. It says in James, verse 14 to 16, "Are any of you sick? You should call on the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well." And 1 Corinthians, and I can't remember what chapter it is, I haven't written it down, verse 7 says, "A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other and glorify God." Healing is a spiritual gift, but glorifying God is also part of the prayer process. And for me, it's part of the process that sometimes goes in the background a little bit. I'm so focused sometimes, if I'm praying for healing, on channeling God's power and possibly being able to pray and actually see healing, that I forget the bigger picture. When we are praying for healing, it's also about the good of the church. It's about the common good. Praying for someone and seeing healing not only blesses the person that's been healed, but it encourages and strengthens the person that's praying and the other church members. And it's a way of sharing the gospel with people who aren't yet Christians and demonstrating God's love and power to unbelievers. Prayer and healing is a visible sign to the world that God is winning the war against the darkness. It's a visible sign that there is a God and he is good. Matthew 4, verse 23 says, "Jesus travelled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom, and he healed every kind of disease and illness." He was spreading the good news. He was spreading the word. He wanted everybody to hear about what God could do. And this is also why in Luke 9, verses 1 to 12, Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority to cast out all demons and to heal all diseases. He then sent them out to tell everyone about the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. In the Lord's Prayer, as we said this morning, one of the lines is, "Your kingdom come." And healing is God's kingdom coming. It's showing that God's power and his ways are winning. And if we remember that we are serving and honouring God in this way when we're praying for healing, our prayers are going to be so much more powerful. So what else do we need to think about when we're praying for healing? We should be praying with faith and with confidence. For me, this is easier said than done. As Chris said, I am a nurse. I've been a nurse for 14 years. And one case in particular I just wanted to share with you that stands out in my mind. I worked on a children's ward for 4 years when I first qualified. Then I went and I worked on paediatric intensive care at Great Ormond Street for 4 years. And now I work out in the community and I visit sick children at home. But when I was working in paediatric intensive care, there was a teenage girl who had had a brain injury. I can't even remember what had happened to give her this brain injury. But the doctors had done several scans, several tests, and she'd been diagnosed, unfortunately, as brain dead with no hope for recovery. I stood in the room with her and her family just after they'd been told the news. Obviously, they were absolutely devastated. And they all stood around her bed and they were all praying and singing songs of worship and praise to God. And they were praying for healing. They still believed that despite the diagnosis that the doctors had given, that this child and this girl could still be healed. And I stood in the corner watching and I didn't join in with the healing prayers. And I often wonder why, as a Christian, it didn't occur to me to stand there and join in with the prayers and join in silently, you know, giving my prayers over to God as well. During my nursing career, I've seen hundreds of sick children, unfortunately, and most of the children get better. However, I'm sad to say I probably have seen 20 to 30 children pass away. I've had the privilege of working with some incredible doctors and nurses, but as a nurse, I feel my responsibility is pretty minimal. I carry out the care that doctors tell us to do, I keep the medicine that they prescribe, but it's the doctors that decide on the treatment, it's the doctors that decide what care to give, and it's also the doctors that decide when to stop giving that care. Sadly, I've been witness to many decisions by doctors to stop treatment for children because there's just nothing more that can be done medically to help them and that there's no hope for healing or recovery. Another case I just wanted to share is a child who'd had surgery, I think in Bedford or something, not far away, for a simple tonsillectomy. However, in the recovery room, there'd been some complications and her... Basically, her brain was starved of oxygen for quite a long time. Again, I was working in the paediatric intensive care unit at the time, and the child was transferred to us once they'd been stabilised. The child was kept sedated throughout the transfer, but when she got to us, we tried turning down the sedation to see how she was, see if she woke up, see how what was going on. But every time we started to turn it down, she started to have seizures. So they did a scan, and really quickly, as soon as the scan was done, the parents were led into a room, and again, I was there with them, and they were told that there was nothing that could be done, that her brain had just had too much damage, and that after her parents had said goodbye, they were going to be turning off the life support. After comforting the family and going back to see the child, I took the consultant to one side, and I said to him, "How do you know that she is not going to get better? How do you know from one scan, and you know, you've barely looked at it, and you know from one scan that there's nothing that can be done?" And he showed me the scan, and he showed me a scan of a healthy brain, and he said, "Carly, as a doctor, I would never end a child's life unless I was undoubtedly certain that I could do nothing more to save them. Believe me, trying to decide to try and make a child better and not make a child better is not a decision that any doctor takes lightly. It's through our expertise and experience that doctors make these decisions. And I trusted every word he said. I had no doubt that I knew that he knew what he was doing and that he was making the right decision for this child. And again, not once did I think, I'll pray that he's wrong. conclusion that I can come to is that my experience of my nursing and my trust in the medical professionals sadly probably outweighs some of my knowledge and experience of God and his healing. This is something that I personally have been praying about, and hopefully I feel like I'm overcoming that now. I have seen God heal. I was at a conference, Soul Survivor, I don't know if people have heard of it, and I saw a man who'd been in a wheelchair for his whole life. He was prayed for, and he stood up and he ran around the room. It was incredible. I've heard loads of testimonies of people who've had awful diseases and injuries, and they've been healed purely through faith and prayer. So when we pray for healing, we should be praying with confidence and faith. God wants to heal, and God does heal. He did it then, and he can still do it today. He's no different to the God that we read about in the Bible. So despite the doubts that I have, I do believe that God heals. I believe that we will see healing. And not only because he wants to heal people, but because I know that he wants to deepen his relationship with me and my faith in him to grow. And he also wants to deepen his relationship with you. Having the confidence to step out in prayer doesn't always come easily. What if they're not healed when I pray? What if people judge what I'm saying, judge what I haven't said? Am I going to make God look bad if this doesn't work? These are all doubts that I've had, all things that have crossed my mind. I've prayed many times for people without results, but I know that I need to ask God to continue giving me the confidence to step out in my faith and to continue to pray over people, because I do believe that God can heal through me. I do believe that God can heal through prayer. And I want to encourage that if there's anyone here tonight that feels that they have been given that gift as well, that you can have the confidence to step out in faith and to pray those prayers with God. There's many examples in the Bible as well of healings that have taken place. As we know, there's many different stories. Jesus tells us in Mark 11, verses 22 to 24, have faith in God. I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But you must really believe it will happen and have no doubt in your heart. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. It's just such an amazing promise to us. So on the flip side, what about when God doesn't heal? I don't know about you, but for me, it's the most common question that non-Christians ask, isn't it? You know, why doesn't God heal? Why is there so much sickness? I believe that it's because God cares about more than just our physical health. The bigger goal and God's main aim and desire is for us to develop a deep relationship with him and to enter heaven and spend eternity with him. Of course, God does care about our bodies and our health, but he also sees that our bodies are just a temporary home for our souls. And if God heals the disease, we're all going to eventually die of something. But our souls, the invisible part of us, our minds and our hearts and our will, this part of us will stay forever. And it's this part that God ultimately wants to heal and save. I don't know about you, but when I look back sometimes at times when I've been really low and I've been really struggling, these are the times when I've called out to God the most. And these are the times when I can see now, that's when my faith has grown, that's when my relationship with him has deepened. Maybe when we're sick, our prayers for healing are always being answered. But maybe sometimes he's healing our souls instead of our physical bodies. Amen. Finish with another lovely American story. There was a preacher named Tony Campolo who told about being in a church where he was asked to pray for a man who had cancer. Tony Campolo prayed boldly for the man's healing, and the next week he got a telephone call from the man's wife. She said, "You prayed for my husband, he had cancer." Campolo thought when he heard her use the past tense verb, but before he could think about it, she said, "He died." Campolo felt terrible, but she continued and she said, "Don't feel bad." He knew that he was going to be dead in a short period of time, and when he came into that church, he was filled with anger. He hated God. He was 58 years old, and all he wanted was to be with his grandchildren and see his grandchildren grow up. And he was so angry that this all-powerful God didn't take away his sickness and heal him. And he would lie in bed and curse God. And the more that his anger grew towards God, the more miserable he was to be around. It was an awful thing just to be with him. And after you prayed for him, a peace came over him and a joy came into him. Tony, the last 3 days have been the best days of our lives. We've sung, we've laughed, we've read scripture, we've prayed. And I just call to thank you for laying your hands on him and praying for healing. He wasn't cured, but he was healed. And I think we're just going to move towards a time of response and hopefully some prayer. And I think Chris is just going to play a song that I felt really sort of got me into the right frame of mind to be able to respond to something like this. Thank you.
There's no time like now. If we want for what he's gonna do.